Well, thanks so much for having me. My name is David Hung. I am the president, CEO, and founder of Nuvation Bio.
How would you describe your leadership style?
Okay, well, I'm an oncologist by training and also a basic scientist. Mm-hmm. But this is my third startup, and I've started two startups before. The first one's targeting breast cancer, and my last one at Medivation, we developed what is today the world's largest prostate cancer drug. I think that my style is I try to hire the best team I can assemble and get out of their way. I hire the smartest, most talented people I can find, and I really believe that they're there to do a job that they know a lot better than me. So I try to get out of their way and let them do what they do best. I would say that company culture is really important to me. Mm-hmm. It's important for me to create a culture where people can thrive and excel. I've always been a studier of elite military teams because I always found it really interesting how elite military teams train. And mm-hmm. and they train a lot, not just so they can shoot straighter, but actually so that they develop a bond and connection with each other, because in times of crisis, if you're not bonded, you're probably not going to do very well. And I find the same thing with biotech. I think biotech is a very stressful environment. There's always lots of ups and downs, and teams that are bonded tend to do far better over time than teams that are not. And in fact, when I started Medivation, we got to be about 20 people. I didn't think people knew each other well enough, so I set up a mandatory coffee program where someone had to take someone else out for coffee every week. And these were unlikely pairings, and I would say that program was wildly successful because people, when forced to meet a new colleague and learn about them, just develop connections with each other that we could never have mm-hmm. even anticipated. And it was a really great program. We got to be 50 people. It was impossible for them to go out for coffee that much. So we set up lunches for six, where we would require them to have lunches with new people and, again, to learn about each other across the company. And I think that so much of our industry requires cross-functional interaction. It's always more effective when people really have an idea of what everything that's going on in the company and what they're doing. And I think that not only helps to build camaraderie, but also gives those functions a better sense of how they fit into the other mm-hmm. functions. And I always say that a biotech company is a lot like an organism. You need all your vital organs. You need a heart, you need a mm-hmm. brain, you need a lung, you need kidneys. But if you just are isolated in that silo, I think that you're probably not nearly as effective as you could be if you really had a better sense of what the whole organism was mm-hmm. doing. So I think my culture and my style at Nuvation Bio is what I've really employed at my other startups, which is to make sure that I create an environment where people are motivated, happy, excited. They don't feel micromanaged. They feel they have a lot of ability to make their decisions and make the best decisions and work with their other teammates to come up with the best solutions to difficult problems.
Perfect. Yeah, I definitely like that coffee idea. I really do like that. I think that's smart. And then expanding that to the lunch to six, that's a really good idea. I like that.
Should have started a dating service.
I know. Yeah, right. I was going to say that's a perfect way to get the dating going. So moving on to that, what advice would you give to young people entering the biotech industry? Any tips, tricks, something you wish someone might have said to you or told you like once you started in the industry?
Well, biotech's really tough. There are mm-hmm. a lot of things you have to think about. Most technologies don't work. Less than 1 in 100 drugs that starts off ever makes it to market. So I think that because this is a science-based industry, I think that the science has to be right. And mm-hmm. so the first thing I look for is to make sure that I'm really objective about my data. And I think that sometimes when I see first-time entrepreneurs, I think sometimes they see their own data a little bit too much through rose-colored glasses and maybe are not quite as objective as they should be. I always say that I'm extremely passionate about my business, but I'm very dispassionate about my data. And I think it's important to make sure that you really make the clearest, best decisions for the company, because it affects everything you do for years, and it affects ultimately hundreds or thousands of people. So in the company, not to mention the patients that you'll hopefully serve after that. So I think it's really important to make sure that you are really clear about what you're doing and really objective about the data you start your company on. Once I'm past that step, I think the most important thing is to build a company that's highly functional. I think that culture is hugely important. In fact, like most civilizations, companies rarely crumble from the outside. They often crumble from the inside. And I think that having a culture that's really motivating, really collegial, getting the best people, letting them run with what they can do best, making it a really motivating, exciting, rewarding culture is really important in building teams that will ultimately get the job done and deliver the best possible drugs to patients.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. And very, very quick here today, last question for you. What inspired you to enter the pharmaceutical industry? Was there a person, an idea, anything, you know?
Yeah, so I was a medical oncologist. I was in my medical oncology fellowship. And as it turns out, a patient of mine who was 28 years old ended up dying from triple negative breast cancer. And it was a pretty devastating loss for me. We were very close, and I admired her so much. And to see her die at that age from such a terrible disease with really no reasonable treatment options, we were giving her chemotherapy at the time. And I decided literally that day, I just didn't want to spend the next 50 years of my career giving drugs as antiquated as chemotherapy. Now, while chemotherapy certainly has some benefits, it's, as we all know, it's not optimal. And so I decided I want to leave academia and go into industry to try to figure out how to make better drugs that could be more effective and more tolerable for patients. So that was really what started me along this journey.